Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of England's John Ireland, born on the 13th of August, 1879. He lived until 1962. His was not a spectacular life. His biography doesn't have a lot of excitement. He was well-educated, studying piano, organ, and composition with the best professors of the Royal College of Music, where he later taught. But quite aside from whatever interest his life has, he's the perfect subject for Singing and Other Sins because he wrote many beautiful art songs. Let's start with one of his most famous and popular pieces. This is Sea Fever. Listen for the haunting beauty of the words lonely sea and sky. This masculine music also seems to rock back and forth as if mimicking the tides that ebb and flow. Both of the baritones that you'll hear singing in Sea Fever have excellent diction, which brings John Masefield's words alive, and the timbre of their voices seem to be the kind we associate with a salty sea captain.
I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky. And all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels creak and the wind song and the white sails shaking. And a grey mist on the sea's face. And a I must go down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying and the flung spray and the blown spume. And the sea I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant ship's life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow. I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky. And all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels kick and the wind song and the white sail shaking and a grey mist on the sea's face. And a great horn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is is a windy day with the white clouds flying and the flung spray and the blown spume and the seagulls crying. I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover, and quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's
on this edition of Singing and Other Sins, John Ireland's birthday celebration. Sea Fever is one of his best-known songs, and we just heard baritone Christopher Maltman with Graham Johnson piano performing it. The set opened with Bryn Terfel, accompanied by Malcolm Martineau. John Ireland's interest in a broad range of poets includes Beddoes, If There Were Dreams to Sell, which resulted in a much more gentle song. As with the opening song, notice the excellent diction of the following singers.
What would you buy?
We opened this set of John Ireland's art songs with If There Were Dreams to Sell, Lisa Milne, soprano, and Graham Johnson, piano. The orchestrated version was sung by Stephen Varco with the City of London Sinfonia conducted by Richard Hickox. Now I have a special treat. In 1929, John Ireland himself recorded one of his many solo piano pieces. This one is called April. That was the composer, John Ireland, playing his April, recorded in 1929. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and a John Ireland birthday special. Janet Baker recorded one of John Ireland's Thomas Hardy songs, this called her song. Because John Ireland's songs are rarely performed, I'm playing them twice so you can get to know the tunes and also hear different interpretations. The second version will be sung by Lisa Milne.
Brought carpet.
Just now we heard Lisa Milne, soprano, with Graham Johnson, piano, performing John Ireland's Her Song. The same song opened the set with Janet Baker, mezzo-soprano, and Martin Esep, piano. John Ireland wrote the hauntingly simple Spring Sorrow to the poetry of Rupert Brooke. Written just at the end of World War I, there seems to be a message of hope in spite of the final words, "The hawthorn hedge puts forth its buds, and my heart puts forth its pain."
All suddenly the wind comes soft, and spring is here again, and the hawthorn quickens with buds of green, and my heart with buds of pain. My heart all winter lay so numb, the earth so dead and frozen, that I never thought the spring would come, or my heart winter's broken, and earth has woken, and the small birds cry again, and the hawthorn hedge puts forth its buds, and my heart puts broken, and earth has woken.
We opened this set of two versions of John Ireland's Spring Sorrow with Christopher Maltman baritone and Graham Johnson piano. That was followed by this same rather melancholy song sung by Benjamin Luxon with Alan Rowland's piano. This is Singing Another Sin, so it's time to hear another side of John Ireland. This is the lively last movement of his second violin sonata.
Thank you.
arrangement of John Ireland's A Minor Violin Sonata was performed by Lydia Mordkovich, violin, and Ian Brown, piano. On this Singing Another Sin's John Ireland birthday tribute, I can hardly avoid one of his most often performed pieces, which didn't begin as an art song, but rather as a piano piece. You heard Desmond Wright play The Holy Boy, a kind of nativity carol written for the church where John Ireland played organ. He knew he had a hit with this, so John Ireland transcribed it for cello and piano. Thank you. Julian Lloyd Webber, cello and pianist John McCabe, performed John Ireland's Holy Boy. Ireland arranged this hymn for string quartet, brass ensemble, and many other instruments, but the version of the Holy Boy that interests me is John Ireland's arrangement for voice. You'll hear a live performance with Julie Andrews.
Lowly laid in a manger with oxen brooding nigh, the heavenly baby's lying, his maiden mother by. Low the wayfaring sages who journeyed far through the
A 1992 Christmas special with Julie Andrews singing John Ireland's Holy Boy. Let's return to the art song of John Ireland and hear his Earth's Call to the poetry of Harold Monroe, whose words invite discovery of nature. Press your heart against the ground. Let us both listen till we understand, each through the other, every natural sound. You'll feel at the opening that you're viewing a breezy, brightly lit country scene. And don't miss the demands that John Ireland places on the piano in this one of his longer songs.
Thank you.
On this Singing and Other Sins John Ireland birthday special, we just heard Lisa Milne with Graham Johnson in their recording of John Ireland's Earth Call. The first singer in the same song was contralto Alfreda Hodgson with pianist Alan Rowlands. I hope you've enjoyed this introduction to the unjustly neglected songs of John Ireland. In the background, you're hearing Bryn Terfel with Malcolm Martineau performing The Bells of San Marie by John Ireland.
In Holy Mary by San Marie Lagoon, the bells they chime and jingle from dawn to afternoon. They rhyme and chime and mingle, they pulse and boom and beat, and the laughing bells are gentle, and the mournful bells are sweet. The laughing bells are gentle, and the mournful bells are sweet. Oh, who are the men that ring them, the bells of San Marie? Oh, who but sons ye seamen come in from over sea, and merrily in the belfries they rock and sway and hail, and send the bells a jangle and down the lusty ale, and send the bells a jangle and down the lusty ale. It's pleasant in Holy Mary to hear the beaten bells come booming into music which throbs and clangs and swells from sunset till the daybreak, from dawn to afternoon. In Port of Holy Mary, on San Marie Lagoon, in Port of Holy Mary, on San
You can leave me your thoughts and suggestions at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There, you can also find a link to previous programs. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.